Hello everybody, Deadly Lucky 7 here, and I'm sort of on a posting kick right now, and I saw that the lovely Belle in the Woods had just posted some questionnaire that she threw it together, some of her favorite questions to ask people, some silly, some personal. Feel free to answer in audio or text format if you like. Let's see, question one. What do I think... okay, I'm just going to read it like this. What do you think the way you walk says about you? I think I'm very... when I walk, I'm either one of two ways. I'm either very deliberate, or I'm very, very, like, sort of... I don't know. I just kind of don't care. I don't know. I'm either deliberate or not deliberate at all. Like, so either deliberate or very casual, I guess you would say. Depending on how much time I have or where I'm going or what I'm doing. So, I think people don't tend to think that I'm approachable a lot of times because, if I've got something that I've got, like, a little checklist of things I need to do, then I'm very, very deliberate in my walk. And I think that people just kind of, and I think part of this comes from having worked, I used to work in a prison, but, yeah. So I think that's sort of what keeps people from, approaching me as much is that very deliberate walk. Like, I've got some shit to do. Stay the fuck out of my way. Alright. Number two. Which Dr. Seuss character would I be and why? Is this character like you or someone you aspire to be like? It's been a very long time since I've read any Doctor Who. Dr. Seuss, my bad. It's very early in the morning for me. if I was like a Dr. Seuss character, I like to think that I would be similar to Horton, probably. From Horton Hears a Who. Or from that same... I remember going on a date and going to see Horton Hears a Who. It was like a double date, and I remember we, like, assigned characters to all the things in the movie, and I remember that they said that I was Vlad the Vulture. And I thought that was really funny. So I would say either Horton or Vlad the Vulture. Do I like poetry? If so, do I have a favorite poem? Poet/poem? If it's short or if you feel like it, please feel free to do a reading if I like. well, I love a lot of different poets. Not just poets, but like lyricists. To me, there's sort of a fine line in a lot of ways. Songs are a bit different, but there's still formats that work and things. But I really love Edgar Allan Poe is probably top of my list, which I know, like, everybody says that, but he's just so damn good. I really love Robert Frost, even though I feel like there's only so many poems you can write about flowers. I like Shakespeare a lot. Let's see. Ooh, Charles Bukowski. He's got a lot of interesting stuff. As far as poets go, I like Maya Angelou as well. Yeah, I've read a lot of poetry over the years that I've really liked, but a lot of it I just don't know the names of the poets. It sucks. But as far as favorite poems, I really like, in particular, this Robert Frost poem, which he's talking about building a wall with his neighbor, that every year they have to rebuild the wall after the, you know, the winter season, because it, like, the water gets between the cracks in the wall and freezes and causes it to expand and crumble. And so every year they go back through with his neighbor on his side of the wall and him on his own side of the wall, and they pick up the stones and put them on the wall again and secure them down. And it's actually, I believe it's where the phrase "good fences make good neighbors," which is a really great line. And what I think is kind of interesting is that I had talked with people from different countries about that line and the interpretation of that line versus how I interpret that line is completely different. It's really funny. It's really interesting. But yeah, I like that one a lot. And he didn't do so much poetry as he did just like verse style playwriting, but I really like Molière. He's my favorite playwright, easily. He's so fucking funny. He's just such a snarky little asshole. I love it. Tell you a joke. Okay, let's see. Joke. I've got a lot of jokes. Some that are really, really terrible that I don't feel like I can just tell people. And some that are also really terrible that I don't feel like I can tell people. But, I'm gonna go ahead and go with, Okay. So there's this blonde lady, and sorry if you're blonde. This is just a great joke, and you just gotta deal with it. Okay, so this is blonde lady, and she's hard up for money, so she decides that she's gonna go around and do some odd jobs and try and make a little extra cash. So she's heading down her street, and she comes to this big house, and it's got this big wraparound porch. It's like an old southern style house. It's very, very nice. And she goes up and she knocks on the door. And she says, "Hey, you know, I'm a little hard up for money. And I live down the street. And I was just wondering if there's any odd jobs that, you know, I could do. Maybe mow your lawn, pull some weeds, trim the hedges. Anything really. I'll do anything for some extra cash." And the guy that answers the door, he's this older guy in his like mid to late 60s, and it's him and his wife, and he says, "Oh, well, we could really use the porch painted. How much would you charge for that?" And she looks around for a minute and she goes, $50. And he was like, "Oh, okay, well, that sounds great. I've got all the supplies and stuff like that in the shed. I'll show them to you." So he goes and shows her where the paints are and everything, and leaves her to get started. He goes back in the house, and his wife says, "Honey, are you really gonna only pay that girl $50 to paint our entire wraparound porch?" And he goes, "Well, if that's what she says she's gonna charge for it, then I don't see why not." And so about a half hour later, they hear this knock on the door, and she goes, "Okay, I'm done." And she holds out her hand, and he looks at her real confused. He goes, "You finished that quickly?" And she goes, "Yeah, I even had enough time to put two coats on." And he looks real confused, and he looks outside and looks at the porch, and it still looks exactly the same. And he's real confused, and he's not really sure what to do. And then she says, "By the way, sir, that's not a porch. It's a Ferrari." That's a silly one. I like that joke though. It's very long-winded. That's how a lot of my jokes are. Okay. Moving on. Pick my weapon of choice for zombie killing. I would probably go with, I think dual-wielding swords is one of the best ways to go. You know, I think that, yeah, it'd be good to have, like, a rifle, a handgun, something like that. Those obviously run out of ammunition and things like that. So I would want, like, a very thick-bladed, some sort of sword that's long, or that's not too long, so I can easily wield it with one hand and it doesn't get too caught up in tight spaces. Something that's like got a thick heavy blade that I can use to do some serious damage, and that if it gets dull, it still is going to do some really great damage if I swing it hard enough. So yeah, something like that, just because I've got a lot of experience with martial arts and things, and I could definitely fuck some zombies up with some dual swords. How do I feel around large crowds of people? Sometimes it depends. I'll get some anxiety sometimes, depending on the situation. But in general, I think I'm okay. Describe a moment when you became aroused at an inopportune time. How did you handle the situation? Inopportune time. I always love asking this question because people always come up with super hot answers, but I always have trouble thinking of answers. Not to mention I'm like a guy and I went through puberty, and so I pretty much have an entire like 6-year period of my life in which I was having erections at inappropriate times. Let's see. Trying to think. I think probably one of the biggest ones I can think of is I remember being really, really turned on. I was like, let's see, I want to say I was like 19 or so, and I was dating this girl, and we were in a play together, and we were supposed to be going out on the stage soon, and beforehand, she came up to me, and she stuck her hand on my crotch, just started rubbing my cock, and kissed me really hard. And then she just sort of like walked away. And then I had to go out on stage a few minutes later, so that was pretty bad. But luckily, I basically just like closed my eyes and thought boring thoughts. So, yeah, that worked. Actually, what I did, if I'm being honest, is from Bubble Boy, when his mom makes him say the Pledge of Allegiance until his boner goes away, that's exactly what I did, was I just recited it in my head until my boner went away, and then I was able to go back out on stage and do my scene. And the horrible thing was the play was like about the Holocaust, so it was like a really serious play. So that was funny. Do I think anyone ever has a good first time losing the opportunity? If you're one of the mythical few, please tell me about it. I think it's a bit different for guys than it is for girls. My first time was with a girl that was more experienced than me, and she pretty much just took the reins. She basically just straddled me and slid herself down on me and rode me, and that was my first time, and I don't think it was bad. I don't think it was, it definitely wasn't the most amazing sex I've ever had, but it wasn't that bad. Definitely wasn't disastrous. Robots or dinosaurs? I like this question, it's silly. Are we talking like just humanoid robots, or are we talking about like robot dinosaurs versus dinosaurs? because that would be both terrifying and awesome, and I wouldn't want to choose. But I don't know, robots are pretty fucking sweet though. Like, just the idea that we came that far as a civilization to be able to manufacture these crazy useful things that have the potential for, like, artificial intelligence and things like that. If we got that far, that would be fucking awesome. But I also grew up watching a shit ton of Jurassic Park, and I always wanted my own Inquisitor. So, yeah, I don't know about that. It's a hard one. If I was a mad scientist, which I am, what sort of mad scientist would I be? A great one. What is your mad scientist name?
My mad scientist name would be Professor Bojangles.
And, I would be a great tap dancing mad scientist. And I would, whenever I had my arch nemesis tap tied up and hanging over like a vat of acid, I would give my dramatic villain speeches in which I reveal my entire plan to them whilst doing an interpretive tap dance to Lady Gaga songs. Just so that it would make his evening all the worse. And yeah, so that's the type of mad scientist I would be. Have I ever met a famous person? If so, how did you react? If not, who would you like to meet? I've met a couple famous people. I've done a lot of like live music, and I've done a lot of things in theaters and things like that. So occasionally you get to meet some fairly famous people. I've met Joe Nichols. I've met, he was like the most recent. I met Lou Diamond Phillips one time. I've met the Gin Blossoms. Let's see. I've met, who else? I know there's somebody else, I just can't remember them. Not thinking of them right now. But, I've never been super crazy about, like, famous people. I don't know. It's just, I know, like, some people, like, sort of fangirl or whatever. Like, I don't even think, like, my heroes, I don't even think I would want to meet them. Because, I mean, I don't really, like, I don't know who they are as a person at all. I just really like what they do as an artist, and I don't think that there's anything that needs to be said between us, because I get what I want out of their art, and they clearly get what they want out of me. Number 12, tell me your favorite thing about the fall, weather, leaves changing, pumpkins, etc. I love Halloween, and I also really love that I can wear jackets again, because I live in Arizona, and there's only a certain time frame throughout the year that we can wear jackets, and I love wearing jackets because they just feel comfortable, and they look cool. I definitely feel like I look much more myself with a jacket and a band t-shirt and some skinny jeans than I do with just that same ensemble, just without the jackets. It's kind of weird, but I just feel more me in a jacket. What's the biggest risk I've ever taken? Quitting my job on short notice to try and open a small business with my friend, which is what I'm doing right now. And that's definitely one of the riskiest things I've ever done. And it's kind of getting a little scary because, my savings are about to run out. Yeah. And we'll see how this one goes, guys. Do I have any irrational fears? I don't know. I've got. I wouldn't call them irrational. No. I don't have any irrational fears. Oh, sorry. I'm sleepy. Did I ever learn any pop culture dance crazes? The Doogie, the Wobble, etc. If so, which dances can I do? I didn't really learn any of them. I couldn't even tell you what they look like. Do I like cheesy 80s movies? If so, which is your favorite one? Yes. And it's a tie between The Breakfast Club and Ferris Bueller. Yeah. I haven't seen a whole lot of 80s movies though, now that I think about it. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that I should probably go back and watch, because it's, like, such a staple in pop culture, as far as references go. Like, for example, I've never seen the movie Say Anything, John Cusack. I've never seen, oh man, I'm trying to remember what that, I think it's, I don't know, there's like a lot of 80s movies I haven't seen that people are constantly telling me I need to see. So, how do I feel about coffee? I fucking love coffee. I am addicted to coffee because I already can't sleep, and coffee sort of makes me feel at least a little more energetic while I can't sleep, rather than just being exhausted and not being able to sleep. So, I really love the taste of it though, and how just warm it makes me feel. It always is the essential part to waking up in the day. And do I drink alcohol? If so, tell me about your favorite cocktail. I do drink alcohol, and as far as cocktails go, it's more of kind of like what am I in the mood for. But I'd say my go-to is I usually go for a whiskey and a Coke. But cocktail-wise, I guess I'll just go for that. I like a lot of mixers, like, I like Irish mules, I like mojitos, I like Cuba Libres, I don't know, there's a lot of really great cocktails. I don't really have much of a favorite though, but I do actively hate martinis. Especially because when I get really drunk, I always end up ordering them, and it's a huge waste of money. Because I fucking hate them. Do an impression of your choosing. If you're responding via text, tell me impression. Impression, I'm really, let's see. Well, I've been kind of toying with the idea of doing I can do quite a few impressions. Some of my more notable ones are, let's see, I can do Timon from Lion King. I can do, like, what's his name? Chris Tucker. I can do Chris Tucker pretty well. And quite a few other ones, but one of the ones that I've been doing a lot lately, trying to gear up for, is I'd really like to do a Joker audio for Halloween season, Gone Wild audio. But I can't really seem to find a script that works as a monologue. There was a script that somebody had written that we were going to do a long time ago that was a male-female collab script, but and it was really fantastic, but it doesn't really work with just one person. So I tried to sort of turn it into a monologue, and it just didn't work, so it's kind of sad. I would really like to do that one day. Or if somebody wants to write me a Joker, Heath Ledger Joker-themed audio script and have me perform it, I would really, really appreciate it, because I have wanted to do this little
Joker voice since I very first joined Gone Wild Audio, and I think it would work out really well. So yeah, that's my impersonation. Any last words? Death would be a great adventure. Whoa. Peter Pan. Blah blah blah. Alright. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. And goodbye.